Okay, we're both like Simon Kuf Pei Tes. Tes, meaning as opposed to we had earlier Simon Kuf Pei Dalet, like what you have to refrain from when the Beset comes. Kuf Pei Tes is what counts like the Beset and what does not count as the Beset. So we start with Kol Isha She'en Lo Beset Kavua Hosheshes Liyom. Shloshim liriyasa shuvona beinus l'stam l'stam nashim. Right, the concept called ona beinus. Okay, the Gemara says towards the end of the session in a completely different context that ona beinus, the average period is 30. Reasonable. Seems to match our modern day science as well. The chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch here is that every a woman who doesn't have a beset kavua, which nowadays was. Nowadays, is most women don't have a beset kavua. The Torah. Which nowadays most women has to keep the ona beinus. But if she has a fixed beset, she's possessed for the beset. Any woman who doesn't have a beset kavua has to keep ona beinus. Where does this come from? It comes from the Gemara in Daf Tesvav and Aleph. A guy could remember there were no cell phones then. A guy comes home from a trip. He doesn't know if his wife's a nida or not. So the answer is his wife is becheskes tara. But the Gemara says that's only the sokime onasa, only within the ona. After the ona, she's not becheskes tara. And then when Puna says that's she doesn't have vestas. She has a vestas, then only until the vestas comes. So, okay, Rashi perhaps sounds like you can have a vestas and an ona beinus, but all the other Rishonim read it. No. The guy wants to know, does he have to check if his wife got her period or not? So if she has a beset kavua, tell the beset kavua, he can assume she's okay. After the beset comes, then he has to check. If she doesn't have a beset kavua, then tell the ona, her ona is only being 30 days, he doesn't have to check. After the ona, he has to check. So the one thing it says in the word ona beinus is that if the guy comes home from the road, he has to check with his wife after either the Veses or the Ona Beinus. Okay, from here, one could conclude that an Ona Beinus counts as a Veses because the Gemara equates them. However, it is not so Pashit. It's Pashit when you start with the Shulchan Aruch, but it's not so Pashit. If you look in all the halachos of Vestos, in the Rambam and in the Rif, and really, even though everyone quotes the Ravid, maybe they're different Gersos of the Ravid, but at least in our Gersos of the Ravid, and to, you know, other Rishonim, there's no such thing as ona beinus in Dine Vestos. Ona beinus maybe is only for a guy who comes home from the road. The guy who comes home from the road, when does he have to check with his wife? After her vestas passes, if she has a vestas kavua, or if not, after the ona beinus passes. Because think about it, he's been gone for 30 days. There's somebody who should check with his wife if she got her period. You know, it's a reasonable thing. But that doesn't mean that the woman has to keep a vestas then. No, the woman always has her wits about her. You know, she always notices when she's going to get her period and she's not going to get her period. Right, just that the man who has no knowledge after 30 days has to start suspecting. But why did the woman have to suspect anything in 30 days? She didn't notice a period coming. So it could be there's no such thing as ona beinus in vestas. I mean, there is such a concept. But it's not so poshut if you look at ona beinus. So one shot is Pashtos of the Rif, the science of the Rif and the Rambam, and the Rambam in his Vedic of Ice and Joseph Ice explicitly says they're right about this. And the Ravid also, even though everyone quotes it from the Ravid, right, the everyone quotes it. Being this private, says Yosef. Here we are. The Nirmi Dvar of Shigama Rivet Silver King. Nirmi Divri around that the also the Rivet of that, but not anywhere in the Ravid's Bali Nefesh. You know, even though it's, you know, okay, you could think if you read the Ravid holds that, but it's not really there. the silence and the ra'ah says there's no such matter. Oh, what did it go to Venus? Only for what it says. For the husband who comes back from the road, the wife, she'll notice if she gets her period eventually. Only the husband who wasn't even home, he has to check after 30 days. Only for the husband, Abba Min Haderach. Which makes a lot of sense, meaning, why should she get her period on the 30th day? Like, what are the odds she's getting a period on the 30th day? Let's say that's an average. You take all the ones periods in the world and you average them out to 30 days. Doesn't mean she's getting her period on her 30th day. Just that's the average. I don't think that. Take everyone's salary in Israel. You average out, it's 8,200 shekels. What are the odds that someone's salary is 8,200 shekels? Very slim. That's just the average. Doesn't mean that's someone in particular salary. So the average is 30 days. It doesn't mean everyone's 30 days. That's just an average. It's random. It's really nowhere likely to be 30 than 29 or 31. So that's this simple shot. It's actually no bet that someone would be doing this. That's if the husband comes back, then you have to say, well, once you pass the average, if you think about it, when you pass the average, then I'm not going to do between average and median. But once you pass the average, then already the odds are she got her period. So it's already past the average. So we should check with her. Okay. The Star Rishonim do mention the idea of onabeinus, but not 100% clear. If you look in the Shulchan Harav here, in the what's called Kuntras Akro, which is sort of like his like footnote to himself, in the Shulchan Harav here, he goes through and he basically wants to be pretty makel and onabeinus. Again, this is, I'm not saying this is what we do, Lamaisa, but he says, basically, you know what, someone doesn't keep on being this, has what to be so mechan, you know, it's not really so well-founded. I mean, I don't think that's our practice, that one has to keep on being this, that's much. But, in terms of the Rishonim, he says, yeah, the Ramban and Hilchos Nida mentioned on being this, it's very unclear if they're on the being this. Sure, Rashi thinks that on being this, but he said, maybe they hold something pretty logical. If a woman's onabeinus passed, she shouldn't have to refrain from tashmish on the 30th day. Why should she have to refrain from tashmish on the 30th day? Like, what are the odds that she can get her period on the 30th day? No more than 29 or 31. 30 is an average. Not like most women's period comes on the 30th day. But maybe it's a vesis. What are the two nafkinas of a vesis? Hopefully you know this. Prisha and Bedika. Maybe she has to do Bedika on the 30th day. Why? Because maybe she got her period on the 25th day and didn't notice, or the 26th, or the 27th, or the 28th, or the 29th, or the 30th. She had so many possible days to get her period. As a matter of fact, she passed the average. The odds are she should have gotten her period by now because she's like above average. So maybe she should just have to check. Maybe she got her period and just didn't notice, so she just have to check. It's not so clear. It's very unclear. You can look at this one over out here, but Ramban and Rashi, Lefi, Shulchan Aruch Harav, they say it is a veses or a chiyuv bedika. Meaning not only the husband has to check the gamble, the woman has to check. Why? Maybe she got a small period and just never noticed, and the blood is sitting there waiting to be discovered, so she should check. So many days went by, it's time for her to check. But not. Because why should she? I just say she should check today. Let's say she checks and she's clean. Why should she refrain from sleeping with her husband? Like, there's no special odds or periods going to come today. However, we don't pass like any of that. We pass in Choshek, yes, a regular Vesas. We pass in like the Rashba and the Rag and the Tor. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim all follow this shita. They say it is a full veses. Now is it a full veses? We mentioned earlier, we'll mention again. What does the follow say? She's a ves kavua, ves kavua. If not, ona beinus. Why doesn't it mention ves she'enu kavua? The answer is, we're not discussing ves she'enu kavua. That's very makel. We're only discussing very machmer things. Ves kavua is machmer, and ona beinus is as machmer as a ves kavua. Right, on a bainus is very far. It's treated like a vessel. Come on. It's a full vessel for Bedika and Prisha. This is a big finish. We passed it this way. But the big finish conceptually, this Rashba And a lot of leaders show, and that's why they were on the side of the Torah Sabbai. And the Bedek Abai said, no, I don't think it makes any sense. So the Rashba does think it makes sense. Here, it's not so clear. Like, what's Pshat? Why does she have to refrain from Tashmish on the 30th day? Like, what are the odds she's going to get her period docked on the 30th day?
No more than any other day.
Meaning more odds on the 30th day than on the 19th day, but no more on the 30th than the 29th and the 31st, just because something's an average, right? Yeah. I don't know. If the average height is 5'8", that doesn't mean more people are 5'8" than 5'7" or 5'9", right? It's just an average.
Is it possible to see something average? Like they took a million women and...
And they saw that it was, what do they call it, a mode or something?
750,000 had 30 days.
Ah, you're saying maybe they momish thought that rogue women got their period, or if not rogue, at least a lot of women. You know, if it was 30%, they were also pressed, right?
It's enough for me to do that higher average, the higher percentage that the higher percentage that the 30th.
Right. So maybe there's a high, as long as it's higher than usual, right? Meaning, you're right, I don't need to be rogue. I just need to say every other day is 2% and this is 4%. That's good enough. Maybe it's 3%. It's good enough. So maybe they just argue with Cius. They say it's more common to get on the 30th day than any other day, which is, again, that the Gemara is called the onabeinus. And it, I mean, there's no connected to Venus, usually the average, but maybe it's just more common. Or, I mean, you can think of whatever story you want. Some of the actual hint at Asara that maybe it's just that if a woman has a Vesas Kavua, she has like a Vesas. Maybe even Midaraisa, according to, right? Some Shitas. If she doesn't have a Vesas Kavua, they also wanted to be Mataki and Vesas for her. Right? Tell me what I'm saying. They didn't want to be a woman who just never has to worry about getting her period. At some point, she should worry about getting her period. So they picked the average day, and Rabbanan, they said, be kosher for that day, because they thought you should be kosher for at least one day.
Why do they have to stop doing something with English that you know that's a few people? I already have a question.
That is a great question. The truth is that it's also not a fortune shas that you have a vessel shame of Kavua. But... okay, but it's muskum among the Rishonim. Meaning it's muskum among almost all the Rishonim, or all the Rishonim that you have Vesas Shein Kavua. So it's a good question. And here, what the Rishonim says, because the Vesas Shein Kavua, if you don't do Bedika, it's fine. They want to make a day when you absolutely have to do Bedika. How can it be you can get away with never doing Bedika your whole life? So therefore, they made this day. And once they just made this day as like a stam takana drabonos, they made it a regular Vesas. No logical reason. I mean, it's an interesting question. Why? You know, why? So we have two theories. Either Metzius, the most likely day for Dom. It's not just the average. It's the most likely. Every day is 2%. Every day is 3%. And this day is 4%. Every day is 4%. This day is 5%. However, the numbers. Now we get the numbers to work out. Maybe it's 5%, 6, or who cares? It's more likely. It's only a little more likely, but there goes every Garbana. Or, no, it's just the din that they wanted every woman to have a day of... you want every woman to have a Vesas. Why? Then you have to say, because really you want every woman to do Dika, otherwise someone could just say, I'm never going to check anything and never be in either her whole life, and that's ridiculous. You want every woman to do at least one Dika sometimes, and then I got them, they were talking Dika, they're also been talking Prisha.
According to the Messias approach, so the point is probably on Roe versus not Roe, but do you really see that it really come up to that you have to go to consent to fire? If it's like a real...
No, not necessarily when it's a Cheskas Heter. I mean, that's tricky. It's big bachok shoshon if there's a Cheskas Heter with the Treifness, right? The Rambam thinks you don't have to check like we do for the lungs and the box. We do. It's a good question. Unless the answer is in the result, meaning you can't check all the time. And also, yesh line. I have to think about it. Anyway, halacha l'maisa, we do have up to three shitas we are showing. Either is no such thing as onabeinus, so it's all a piece of misunderstanding. which is the early three children, just leave it out the gum, right? Or perhaps, logically, yeah, you should have to do a bdika, because you know what? If you pass the average, you should already start suspecting maybe something happened. But there's no reason to be porish, because this day is not special. Not this day is special, just this day comes after a lot of days, and comes after the average number of days. Or, no, you even have to appreciate either because this day is special, more when we get the period on day 30 than anything else, or because just the kind of Rabbanan that they wanted to make a vessel, so they made a vessel with all the rules. Halachal Maisa, either way, we paskin there's such thing as Onabenis. That's, you know, ABC of Hilchas Nida practically. Lamaisa, every woman without a vessel kavua has to keep Onabenis. Okay, now, what gets confusing about Onabenis is which day is the Onabenis? And really, this is discussed a little later in the Siddman, where they bring all the riots from. But already over here, how many sheetahs are there as to the Gemara says Onabenis? What does the Gemara say? Onabenis is Shlosh Ben Yom. How many sheetahs are there in interpreting Shlosh Ben Yom? Onabenis Lamed Yom. How many sheetahs are there in interpreting that? Three. Who said three? Okay, Yoni. What is the okay, what's the shach shita? First shach in our siman, choshesh leim shloshim, hainu la'osod yom ha'chodesh. They don't teach that in chassid class of the shach. The hiva yom ha'chodesh. But they say, of course, that has nothing to do with Venus. Two totally different things, even coincidentally, you know, they might overlap. The shach says, on a Venus means yom ha'chodesh. After all, now, of course, there's a big advantage to the shach. Remember, we hold Onabenis the series best. We never find anywhere in Shas and has the Vestal series they discuss Onabenis. Okay, so maybe it's because it doesn't exist. Or maybe they never discuss it, but it's true anyway. Or in the Shas, what do you mean? I'm drama. But we find every Sugya Vestos discussed Onabenis. They're all discussed the day of the month. The day of the month is Onabenis. The day of the month could be 29 days later or 30 days later. How do they call Lamed Yom? Says no, very often in Shas, and the Shas later on will give you every place Chazal use the word 30 days, the phrase 30 days, then dealing it a month later. Yeah, Chazal interchange 30 days in a month, they're not machbid on the way they express themselves. Really, it doesn't mean a fixed number of days, it means a month later. That's the Shas. So it says in the Shas, it is, and it's not a fixed number of days. Okay, we didn't learn that in our chassid classes. What does the Taz think? Okay, well, the Taz right here in Sif Katan Aleph says the Kan Kamashal and the Inchu Halachas was Stam Ona Shishlokim Yom. Ella, say Stam Ona Shishlokim Yom. I admit the Taz here is not. It's not so explicit. All he does is sort of echo the Lashon Gemara. But the Taz throughout this simon is very, very clear. If you just look for a second at Taz Yudalit. The Machaber says, you see him, she sees on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, she has to keep Rosh Chodesh Niyar. Says the Taz, so then Yudalit appears for Shnei Yom Rosh Chodesh Niyar. She has to report both days of Rosh Chodesh Niyar. Her Rishon Shriyam Shlotum Liyasa, because the first day of Rosh Chodesh Niyar is the 30th day of her Rio, which is going to own a Benedis, which is the last Kavua. And the second one is the Yom HaChodesh. She sees Aleph Nisan, she's been Purish, Aleph Eir for the Yom HaChodesh, and Lamed Nisan for the Ona Benedis. So clearly he thinks Ona Benedis is not the Yom HaChodesh. And also, what does he think that Taz and Rove Poskim, what do you think Ona Benedis means? How many days later is it?
20.
It's 29 days later on the 30th day, right? This is what's tricky. You never had someone come over to you and say, hold on a second. I know they had a baby on Wednesday. How could they have bris on Wednesday? Wednesday's only 7 days. The bris has to be 8 days, right? I get that question. And you have to respond to that question. Nice. So the answer is no. The bris is not 8 days later. The bris is on the 8th day. On the 8th day is 7 days later, right? The baby's born Wednesday. Wednesday's the first day. Thursday's the second day. Friday is the third day, Shabbos is the fourth day, Sunday is the fifth day, Monday is the sixth day, Tuesday is the seventh day, and Wednesday is the eighth day. The eighth day is 7 days later, and that works for all numbers, amazingly. The 30th day is 29 days later as well. So, the says the Tad, if she got her period on Aleph Nisan, her own ordainedness is, he says in many places, is Lamed Nisan, meaning 29 days later on the 30th day. The 30th day equals 29 days later, right? A good way of remembering that is if she got her period on Monday, her own ordainedness would be Tuesday. Just 29 days later, right? 28 days get through Monday, and then Tuesday, etc. Okay, what's the last shita? Right, whose shita is that? So, right here, okay, I apologize if I'm jumping a little bit ahead. This is really, this gets discussed randomly throughout the Siman. The Pesach Tshuva is a cut in Yod. If you look to it, you could say, Ayin Berheitev. Sorry, the second paragraph of Pesach Tshuva. Yod Be'inya Plutish Ve'in Atazva Shachlo On Abeinus. Mikey, the Das Atazva On Abeinus Lachayn Uvesa Chodesh. We Yom Lam the Riyosa. We Yom Chodesh Chaser Shneim Him Liyom Echol. Chodesh Mal Chaser Gam Liyom Chodem Yom On Abeinus. Shem On Abeinus Ve Das Hashach the On Abeinus the Olam Yom Chodesh. Ushir On Abeinus Haynu Yom Lam Alaf Estam Chodesh Yom Mali.
Okay, so this says the Shach says the same day of the month. And the Taz says on the 30th day, which if there's a short month, would be the same day of the month. If there's a long month, it would be the day before the same day of the month.
Hine quotes the Chacham Tzvi, agreed with the Taz and the Kresu Plesi, but Ein Chavas Dashes can gam kinim on b'chad and being at Lavin Vetz Chachodesh. He agrees with the Taz and the other poskim, the Rov poskim, that it's not the end of the month, but on the local different day of Yom Lavin, Rak Lazeh, Kira Shach, the only Yom Lavin, not really, Shach, etc. Right? He quotes the Chavos Das. This is the Shita of the Chavos Das. Okay, and maybe minority of Poskim. Similar breeze. But says the Chavos Das. He says no. It's 30 days later. But much to know, how do we interpret Chazal's 30? Right? 30 days later. Which means the 31st day. Right, so she got her period on Monday, then her own abeinus would be a Wednesday. Notice, in a Chodesh Chaser, means there's only one day versus Chodesh, the Taz would be the thing of the Yom Chodesh, and the Chavos Das would be the day after. And Chodesh Moleh, 2 days versus Chodesh, and the Chavos Das would be the same as the Yom Chodesh, and the Taz would be 1 day earlier. Okay, how do we paskin in this machlokas? So no one passed like the Shach, to the best of my knowledge. The big machlok is on him azeh. There's no clear consensus. We paskin like the Taz. There's a clear consensus that we paskin like the Taz and Rov Poskim. What there's no clear consensus about is, are we also machmir for the Chavos Das as a Chumrah? No one paskin like the Chavos Das. We paskin like the Taz. What the machlok is nowadays, do we pass like the Taz, but we're also machmir like the Chavos Das, if possible? Or do we pass like the Taz Stam? And this is a big machlokes. Everyone has a different opinion nowadays. I know the Bavli Shulchan here, he said, well, yeah, obviously. We're machmir like the Chavos Das, unless it's a Shas HaKak. L'maseh, I think it's... I think it's hard to justify being very machmir about these things. After all, it doesn't even say anywhere in Shas there's an onabeinus in the first place. I don't even know if Rav Rishon hold there's such thing as an onabeinus. Therefore, halacha lemaisa, okay. I've heard different things, right? Really ranging from we're not machmir Thomas and Das at all to, well, maybe a tiny bit in some circumstances. But halacha lemaisa, yesh machmirim. But we don't pass like Chavos Das. We pass in one on Venus is good enough, and we just keep the 30th day like the Taz and Rov Poskim. Another big machlokes, which interestingly doesn't even make it fifth Tshuva. I don't think anywhere in the Siman, but is the famous sheet of the Kresi plate. Norm, we need some the Kresi Plesi. What? Yes. What? Okay, we're not combining. The Kresi Uplesi is, it's not printed in the back of the Tin of Shulchan Aruch. We have it on the shelf, it's a separate book. It's also in Bar Ilan. It is Rionis and Ivishitz on Yoredea, on Shulchan Aruch. He had a matching set, right, on Shulchan Mishpat, he were doing. On Yoredea's Kresi Uplesi. Not through the shoulder. But I'll tell us, crazy and placey. According to one day, or first you remember one day. Sanhedrin, Deuteronomic verse, like, I don't know. So in the crazy placey here, he says that Ona Bainus is fundamentally different from other best. Okay, it's something we're going to learn in the Simon, but we know from Pasuk class. Let's say, how long is a Vesis? We're not Orza Runix here. How long is a Vestas? One Ona, right? 12 hours. I mean, a day or a night. How do you know if it's a day or a night? Whatever it was based on. If she saw it during the day, then you keep the Ona of the day. If she saw it at night, you keep the Ona at night. There's the crazy place, going back this long. This, he said, it's not that Ona Veinanus is like, really, we think a woman is probably a 30-day Ona, and we apply the 30-day vest, apply the regular rules. No, it's just a Xera, that they want to be Gozer a certain day on her. Since it's just a Xera, they were Gozer a halachic day. From Shkia to Shkia, 24-hour day. That's a big fish. Since it's not a regular, it doesn't come out of the regular vest, it's just a Xera, therefore it lasts 24 hours. Again, nothing to do with the Orzarua, right? The Orzarua is a program, every vest is 24 hours, that Ona and the Ona before. That's not the crazy place. He said, no, it's just the halachic day from nightfall to nightfall. Whether she saw in the day or at night, it's from nightfall to nightfall. Now, obviously, if you wanted the map in your head, if she saw in the daytime, then the night before would be also according to the Orzarua for one reason, and according to the crazy place for a different reason. If she saw at night, then the day before would be usher according to the Ozerura, and the day after would be usher according to the crazy place. But the crazy place is only for one day. He wouldn't say this on a regular fast, so it's a regular fast, so it's based on a pattern. The pattern is either day or night. But this is not based on a pattern, it's just the Xera Bialma. As the Xera applies to 24 hours, it's still a big Kiddush, even if it's Xera Bialma. Why shouldn't they model it up the regular fast? But the Shulchan Aruch also reads this place is crazy place. So here is another, not which day it is, but how long? So all poskim say Ona is day or night based on the last time. The 30th day, if it was daytime, 30th day in the daytime, it was nighttime, 30th day in the nighttime. But the crazy placey says 24 hours, right? And it's always from, let's assume here, here and here. Always a night followed by a day. Okay. The Bade Ashokhan is Machmer. Yeah, if you're very clever, you can be Machmer for like a very long time for each vessel, right? You can stop a lot here. Yeah, about stop, etc. You can easily get five omens in a row. That's cheap, right? Anytime you have a nighttime riyah, right? So that the 30th day that night is your mainstream, and then the next day is according to the Greek placing. The night before is Gorbi Orzarua. The day before is Gorbi Orzarua. The night before is Gorbi Orzarua.
The next night.
Whatever, yeah, you work it out. Okay, I know you work it out. Right, it doesn't really matter. Okay, Lamaitza, we don't hold for any of these things. We hold that it's enough that we're Machmer to keep the Ona Beinus, but we don't have to add to it. So we poskin like the mainstream poskin and not like the crazy Uplesi. My understanding is that in most of the yeshiva shabbos, they're not machmer for this crazy place. Even the ones who are machmer for many other chumras invested. Another fascinating machlokas, which does not make it onto the page here, and after that we will move to the aruch, is the following question: what if remember the trumas hadeshim? What does the trumas hadeshim say? that if you only get your period within a certain range, that's considered like a half mesis tavua, that you'll get it with, you won't get it in the rest of the time. Right? It's basically like a mesis tavua that you won't get it outside of your range. We don't have mesis tavua, you will get it. It's only a mesis tavua of not getting a period, not a mesis tavua of getting a period. So for example, let's say a woman never bleeds, never gets her period in less than 27 days. In less than 27 days, it's like she has a mesis tavua, she won't get her period. Very logical. Why would she get her period? Never happened before. We don't know when she will, but we know when she won't. Here's the big machlokas. What if a woman has a mesis tavua? She never gets her period less than 33 days. Does she have to keep the onabaininess? She never gets her period less than 33 days. Does she have to keep the onabaininess? Good question. What about a woman who, we call this the Shuma, of the Shuma Tadeshan, right? What if she never sees less than 35, right? Make it nice and big. Never sees less than 35 days. She's not kavua. 35, 37, 38, 36, 40, but never less than 35, or even never less than 32, right? Or 31, it would be counted, whatever she did. What if she never sees on that day? It's impossible, not impossible, but if to get chazak for seeing that day, does she have to keep the onabaininess anyway? This really depends on to what extent onabaininess is based on reality or is it just a zera? Maybe it's just a zera. You know, zera applies even when the reason doesn't apply. For the reason doesn't apply anymore. That you guys aren't making one.
Whatever name.
The you guys aren't making one. Okay. What?
In the intermission.
Okay. Whatever the case may be. The general rule is that a zero applies even if the reason does not apply anymore, right? Beginning of the second beta. So if it's a zero, even if the reason doesn't apply, then it should apply. But if it's based on some attempt like to approximate reality and figure out what's supposed to apply in reality, then obviously it shouldn't apply to you. I mean, then maybe nothing should apply to you too. They didn't make it zero for you. So this is a big, big, big machlokas. If you would... A big machlokes are posting, for example, in the back of, the Gemara here, in the, a lot of food, guys. In the Sidrei Tara, at the end of Sivkat Mechaf, the very long one, he says, she saw always more than 30. She doesn't have to keep on a venus because it's chazaka. She's always more than she doesn't see anything. So she goes, it's a tradition based on that tradition. It was not talking about exactly the same idea. And then he says he's not sure. Okay, so he brings up this and he says, maybe the Shuma Tadeshan was only makel there because that was on Bidik for Tashmish, which, you know, most British on the Paschim you don't do anyway. So he's mistopic about this. Whether we rely on the Shuma Tadeshan or we do not rely on the Shuma Tadeshan. Lamaisa, it is a big machlokas. You could make a list of poskim, the Igros Moshe, if you're the base and the nine bases, makel. It's impossible. Why do you have to be kosher? Which obviously is common sense. But again, sometimes theorists don't have to be common sense. But the shulchan here is machmir. And it's, you know, sort of 50-50 in the poskim. It's 50-50 in the poskim. It's very hard to say, right? This is the suffix of the Sidrei Tara. Says the Igros Moshe, Caleb Bays, Tenethayim Bays, he says, doesn't need the key. Ona Bainanis, says the body of Shulchan, if you want to look it up. And then he quotes lots of grown men both ways. The boss of Kavod Kavod, she does keep on being this. Okay, big machlokes ad ben gozer. Okay, Rabbi Willing says that we note towards the more commonsensical approach. And also popular best of the Rabbanan, especially in being sure Rabbanan, and you know, we're not sure that there's such a din chast. Lemaisa, we paskin that if she's muchzer pit, we always have long periods, she doesn't have to keep on being it based on the confession. Oh, what about this? Okay, it doesn't apply to her.
How many
three reels? This is a little unclear. And the Lashon Sigur Tara, he made it fast. Okay, I'll admit. But Lashon Sigur said, well, if 3 months she's told more than 30, then she has a message from the Deshen. It's hard for me to believe that. You know, I don't know how to express it in I don't know how to run the statistics. And I don't know how to express it in halacha terminology, but it's common sense just because 3 months she's told more than 30 days. That's all coincidence. If her whole life she sees it arranged. I think, and especially since it's not so possible to be Mako. So Lemaisa states to us, well, because I don't be Mako if it's obvious that she won't see in less than 30 days. Not if just coincidentally she had a pattern recently. So Lemaisa, again, the Sidri Tara made it sound like if for the last 3 months she was more than 30, then maybe she doesn't have to keep on evading this. But seriously, we're not sure I'm Paskin anyway. If it's my close down Paskin, I think we should only be making a little hoppy common sense. Like, no, she never sees less than, she never sees 30 days or less. And women know they're ridiculous. Okay, anyway, that's how we should Paskin. Okay, there are more questions that we'll get to a little later. Let's move on to the show. Sith days, Kate said, Kovato, how are you going to have this? Right? Basically, to understand the rest of the Tafar, we're going to have to say, we're just have to keep in mind that he's dealing in, until he gets much later, with two kinds of vestos. What are the two basic kinds of vestos? Vestos Haplaga and Vestos Haplodesh. Right, he starts with Vestas HaPlaga. Vestas HaPlaga is the Vestas that nowadays we find is not most of them, but it's common nowadays. Many women who know exactly what they go get their periods based on HaPlaga. My last period was whatever, so my next period will be, and they'll tell you exactly what day. They won't tell you what hour, but they'll tell you exactly what day. Again, not most women. A significant number of women have a Vestas HaPlaga, since they were a teenager, they always have their period on day 32 or whatever it may be. How do we go there? So Vestas HaPlaga, you need four Rikios, which are three Zman and Shov and three HaPlagas. So Shirota and Yom, Ulusov and Esther, Yom, HaMacheret, Ulusov and Esther, Yom, Ulusov and Esther, Yom, Zenek, Vestas HaPlaga, Lachain, Tzvika, Arba Rikios. Why do you need four if only three is possible for Hula? But you're told in a minute to get a flood-out, because the first one wasn't on day 35. You need three on day 35. In order to have three on day 35, you need to have one to start counting from. Okay, hopefully this just that's And here is a fish. A small fish. But first, okay. Best HaPlaga, what do you need to be Kobeya? You need three HaPlagos, which requires four Rigios, as opposed to, we'll see, the best HaKodesh, if she saw on Dalid Shvat, Dalid Adar, and Dalid Nisan, or maybe this would say Dalid Shvat and Dalid Adar Aleph, and Dalid Adar Beis, then she just needs Gimel Yimei HaChodesh Shavin, which is only Gimel Rios. And that's going to be just one of these things. It's very commonsensical. If you are very, very bad at math, it might be a little confusing. You have to just make sure to get it down. You can become a cost even if you're bad at math. You just make sure to get it down. Vest HaPlaga always needs one more Rehiyah to be Kobeah than Vest HaKodesh, because Vest HaPlaga you have to count from something,
Mishnah Chodesh, you're just looking at it at time. Right? You have a day 35, you need to have something beforehand. You have a Dal of the Chodesh, you don't need to have something beforehand. Okay, now he makes a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? This is a Chiddush of Muskum in the Rishonim. The Mishnah said, because it's pretty common sense. So the Mishnah said, if a woman had a Betzis Kavua of, I forget the numbers, the Mishnah actually had a number, let's call it the Betzis Kavua of 29. And then this month she saw on day 27. What does she have to be doing next month? She has to go to for 29, that's her Betzis Kavua, then it wasn't Dekar, because it only was Dekar once. And she also has to go to for day 27, because that's her Shinoi that happened once. She has to be kosher for a Kavua and for what happened once. The Mishnah is talking about a woman with the Betzis Kavua who changes once. They did Rishonim very reasonably. So likewise, if one doesn't have a Betzis Kavua and she does something once, she has to be kosher. What did they learn from this Mishnah? That anything that happens once, you have to be kosher for. And then they make a Kavash. And then later they need to invest in a kavua. That's it. Says the field kodesh shikvat of shalosh parma kosheshes shviyadach hasharos par achas until esrim kosheshes become ve'elach sheigia esrim. Okay, if it happens once, you still be kosheshes. That's called vesher shena kavua. The chaver is a yamin shi yamin dum lachodesh. Likewise, the yom lachodesh shviyadach hasharos par achas the yom dum lachodesh kol kaf alav kafaybo kosheshes l'pam acheres the dam. Right, whatever day she sees, esrim she's be kosheshes for that day in kitzleiv. Asur l'shamish kol una. Who are the Shami the Vestos to Halach Shlem Kain? Likewise, all Vestos you have to be Choshesh if they happen once. You have to be Choshesh and they happen three times in Shavua. Chok the Vestos of Dilug, except for Vestos of Dilug of skipping numbers, which since it's rare, you only have to worry about it if it's Shavua three times. You don't have to be Choshesh for it. If it happens once, it's so rare that what does Choshesh mean? The way to come right is Chok that it might end up being Mikvah. That's only for common things. For rare things like Dilug, meaning she had that plug of 29, then 30, then 31, then 32, then 33. Possible, but rare, so we don't have to worry about it unless it's Nick. Give me a second. Come on, she's for a bit. Simon, Zeh. Yes, you do.
Wouldn't it be of that famous of the Shach?
Wouldn't this be a Vessus Venus according to the Shach? So the answer is in this case, yes. In this case, yes. Which is
and then Mishnah was dealing with this case within this case.
You mean every Yom HaChodesh is an onabeinus in the Shach. Okay, the Shach later on will deal with that. I don't know if he'll deal with exactly. Yeah, okay, let's the Shach later on will deal with that. In the long shot, right? Where's the long shot about this? It is Lamed. That's a long shot, no?
Yeah.
Pretty fun. I might, yeah. I mean, have competition for Lamed Aleph, I don't know. But I think it might be longer. Anyway, so we'll talk about that. Let's leave that question for now. We'll come back to this. Let's continue. So if you're host even once, what's the difference between a best and a chain of Kabbalah? We all know the answer to this, hopefully. La'inyan Akira, for how to be Okirich, if you're going to be three times, it's only Nekar if it doesn't happen three times. Until it fails three times, you have to keep it. But to be osir and koshish for it, even if it happens once, you have to be koshish for it. Next time, me off, Lisha Koshed, Bilo Negram, Achas, Vesas Kavua, it was three Akiros, that's Shem Kavua, needs only one Akira. Apil Kavas are Shte Pa'amim, right? Here's where it breaks the pattern. It happens three times, you need to be over three times, happens once, you need to be over once. But if it happens twice, you only need to be over once, because it's Eino Kavua. Shem Rasa, Shte Pa'amim, you don't need to do it, Shlish, the Rasa, Eino Kavua, if she's twice on Dalid, Cheshvan, and Dalid Keslev, if she doesn't see on Dalid Teves, it's Nekar.
Does the Dilug deal with Kavua as only one time?
No.
Does the Dilug also three times?
Yes.
And how will one count from Mishana?
I mean, we'll get to it, but basically, if it's a Ves Dilug of the Chodesh, right? Meaning Aleph Cheshvan, Beis Kislev, Gimel Teves, the unsafe side, Dalet, Shvat, then you'd be Choshesh for Hey Adar. Vav Nisan and Zion Iyar, regardless what happened in between, and then you'd be Oker. If it's a Vestas for Aflagos, then it gets a little more complicated. You know,
the 29th day, the 30th day, the 31st day, the 32nd day, then you're closer to the 33rd day. If that doesn't happen, well, the Maisa, we would say, whenever you get your period, you're closer to the 34th day. And then if that doesn't happen, whenever you get your period, you're closer to the 35th day. If that doesn't happen, it's up to you. Okay, although not everyone will agree with that. Okay, Gimel is very strange. It has no clear marker in Shas. It's just a Raivet. And that would be, I don't mean to say it's just a Raivet, and therefore, you know, we're not Machshev's opinion. The problem is, since there's no clear marker in Shas, and he based it in Shas, but doesn't explain himself very well, we don't know what he means, because we can't even go to anyone else's affair or go to the Gemara. But this is what he says. Kava vessel for shosul yom. She is a vessel for hour and not day. She only keep that hour. Remember, in a normal vessel, even if in the old days, the woman was very regular, she got her period 4 o'clock p.m. every tesva of the chodesh. She has to be chodesh the whole day, not just 4 o'clock p.m., the whole long night. But the vessel for shosul said, not the yomim, she only has to be chodesh at 4 o'clock. Even if she doesn't check herself, if that hour passes and she doesn't notice getting a period, it is nectar. Okay, what exactly does he mean of vessels for hours without the day? I mean, if you tell me there's days without hours, I understand what you mean. So that day, but at different times. Day and hours, I know what you mean. Like in the old days, not the common days, 4 o'clock every Tesla. Or every, you know, 27th day. What does it mean hours without a particular day? So here it's not so clear. The Taz says something, which is really very, very not close to the case of the Gemara that Raivet based himself on, which was this weird case of a woman who, whenever she went to the mikvah and then came back and slept with her husband, she would get her period when she came back to town. So we got one of the Amoraim who was told her, so go bring your husband out to the river. That was the mikvah. And or by the river, and you know, sleep together and you know, make yourself a hut someplace out there. Don't come back to town, and then it's earlier than normal, and then you don't have to worry about a vessel. And apparently, he wasn't worried, but the whole night becomes a vessel, even though 3 times it happened that you got a period when you went back to town. Okay, simple shot, as you said, gave a very specific reason, he says, because it really only happens because your husband loves you more than everyone else's husband. And when you come back to town, and somehow the woman noticed, they give you a 9 hara. So if you don't come back to town, you don't get a 9 hara. Really seemed to have nothing to do with hours and everything. It was just like a specific diagnosis of 9 hara. But the Raivet somehow understood, and this makes it confusing, that no, it's been hours. After all, let's, for the sake of argument, say she totaled at 7 o'clock. By the time she got back to town, it was 7:40. So 7:40 is the best. That's fine. She wants to leave her husband at 7:05. That's okay. So we see from here that it's only that hour, not the whole. What does that mean? What does that do with hours and not days? The Taz really makes it seem like he meant the case of the Gemara, which is not, you know, that's hard to tell us in the word. It says the Taz. After totaling or other such things, he says, like it's an action, right? An hour after totaling, or you know, I don't know, let's say an hour after whatever it may be. And what the Taz is saying is, what's the finish of the Raivet? If she always sees an hour after doing something, then she's not asur the whole night or the whole day. I don't know what she does. Every once in a while, she goes bungee jumping. And 2.5 hours after bungee jumping, she always bleeds. Okay, so you might have thought whenever she bungee jumps, she's also the whole day. No, come on, she won't turn until 2.5 hours comes. Okay, that's a weird case. I don't know that happened. None of these happen nowadays. But what's one shita? Sorry. Oh, this Vesas Shaos. What's the case? What's the din? So, according to the Taz, the case is that Mokzakes Liros, right? Sha'a Akare, you know, Maisam Asuka. 1 hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours after a certain Maisam, like the case of Mara, she always gets a period. And the Chiddush is, what's this? The Chiddush is that she's Muteres on
they got a work job, and she's not a sewer the whole day or night.
Okay.
The other achronim say that's not what he sounds like. He sounds like the death is shaos without yamin. And what did the Chavos Das say? Says the Chavos Das and the Makor Mayim Chayim. Makor Mayim Chayim should be. Anyone have a Makor Mayim Chayim? Small print on the side of their page? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So Makor Mayim Chayim and the Chavos Das, they both say the same thing for the case. What's the case? The case is she sees on random days, but always at 4 p.m. Again, it's that nothing's happened nowadays. She sees on random days, she has no kvias, but always 4 p.m. Then the answer is she only has to her 4 p.m. and not the rest of the day. Okay, what's the difference in the Kormayan Chayim and Chavzas? Kormayan Chayim says, you know what? She's now a sewer every day at 4 p.m. because she never knows when her period will come. She knows it'll be 4 p.m. So she's a sewer every day at 4 p.m. She's a sewer every day at 4 p.m. Makormayan. Yes. The Chavzas says, no, that's too much here. She's not a sewer every day her whole life at 4 p.m. That's ridiculous. He says, no, she's a sewer the normal rules. You remember from Class and Class, the normal rules? Those normal rules were presented seemingly very simply in Sifu Gimel, but it'll get very complicated. But it starts out very simple, right? Everyone who doesn't have a fixed pattern, whatever they did last month, they have to be choshish. Could it happen once without Yom HaChodesh? It happened once without Haflaga for the Home of Vegas. So she just had to keep her regular bestos, but instead of her Yom HaFlaga all day, only 4 p.m. Instead of her own vein, it's all day only 4 p.m. Instead of her Yom HaFlaga, it's all day only 4 p.m. So she's only Asura for the regular Veses She'eino Kavua days and only at 4 p.m. Meaning she doesn't have much vestos, right? She does tour like her last day, regular vestos, but only at 4 p.m. Big kula. The Gormai Chayim is actually more of a chomra. She does tour every day at 4 p.m. And for the Tana, it's not talking about that case, so I've got a different case. The
Gormai Chayim said on her vestos, she's also on her
vestos. I'm not sure. Maybe he discussed it explicitly. I think not. I'm pretty sure not, but you know, I want to look at the lesson again. If I recall correctly, he says no, only this. But yeah, just double check.
He just said it
would be a former and a kula. Right. If I recall correctly, it would be a former and a kula. What? Yeah. But former also is that hour every day. But if it comes down, it's only a kula. Okay. Dash. But in any case, that's not going to happen. Dash. And that is a great question. That's a little unclear. What do you mean? It's for the Chavos Das, I understand. She uproots it because the day comes and 4 p.m. nothing happens. But in Korban Chayim, have you ever uproot it? Meaning, of course, not going to get uprooted every day. So that's not very clear about that. I think he read it as meaning uprooted, not meaning uprooted. Maybe she took 4 p.m. for the rest of
No, I mean, once she gets her.
Maybe she gets her period at a different hour once.
The
Lobadika, right. So I think that he's saying the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, meaning it has to be uprooted, by the way, it's uprooted. But thinking about Lashon Shulchan, he doesn't mean Akira. He just means, like, you don't have to worry the rest of the day. If that hour passes, you don't have to worry the rest of the day, and the Lashon Shulchan Akira is locked out there. I think that's what he's saying. But still, he doesn't, if I recall correctly, he doesn't really address the Lashon Shulchan. He just says what he has to say. And it's not so clear how that's supposed to match the Lashon and Chaver. Okay, look, it's a difficult system in Shulchan Aruch. You know, he's the odds are, you know, it's a tough nut to crack. That's what he says. Nesu's Olam L'Shabbos. Forever she's up to this thing. Doesn't sound like you can have her uprooted. If you uprooted, he just means, no, become what to the rest of the day. Okay, stop. The Shach points out there are other differences also. It's not exhaustive. But Shakavua,
The two main differences are the base of the valid. The base, whether it means three approving or one approving, it's a valid. Let's also remember. Okay, that Shakavua, Afisha, Upper, and also Isha, Throw the Chapter, Tendo, Pretend the Power, and the Kabata, the Family, Yet my Vestible, but the Borossa came into Upper, nothing with Terrace. Okay, what's the other difference?
That if you didn't do Medina Vestibua, she does steward with her husband, so she does Medina. It's not a page. But in investigating the code, if you didn't do Medina, then she's fine. That's not really such a serious problem. We meant to talk books that bring the Hila Hila through Medina, and the minute now that she's like Hila through Medina investigating the Kabua. But if she didn't, then it's okay. But on a big issue, told me on Medina Vestibua. On a bigness, we treat like a Vestibua. On a bigness, we treat like a Vesas Kavua, which means that if she didn't do Bedika, even Bediabed, the Bedika is Ma'akev, which makes sense. That was the Tantra of Allah. Once in life, she should have Bedika. The Pitvichuva here, give me 1 second, quotes of Tarek Swamim and Tarek Swamim says that a on a bigness like Vesas Kavua, that the Bedika is Ma'akev. But it doesn't need to be uprooted 3 times. Meaning if she sees once on day 30, she can uproot it once. She doesn't have to uproot it 3 times. Well, not the meaning of uprooting it once. Anyway, it's okay in weird cases. But Lemaisa, I think this we would have talked anyway. We don't mean if once she sees on day 30 now it becomes a vestige. No, it becomes an unbeingness and a vestige name. And if she uprooted once, it goes down to being just an unbeingness. Now there's a strange taz here which I'm not really sure what to make of. The taz says, what do you mean if she do teres and apodika after vesting kavua? Don't we say that if she doesn't have a vestis kavua, she needs a bedika before every hashmet her whole life? And then he gets an answer, and then if the kudus hakesed gives an answer, etc. It's a strange question because we don't pass that. We all know we don't pass that. Like, that was one day of the Shulchan Aruch. It was not the mainstream day of the Shulchan Aruch. The mainstream day of the Shulchan Aruch is that you don't need a bedika before every hashmet. It's a little strange why the taz asked the question. That's the taz of the cut and hang. Okay. But this is a strange question, so we won't bother to go through the answers. Again, this question was, you always need to be before every topic. Anyways, what's the difference? The answer is, you know, that's that way. Ha'amin, shetiyah flaga shugabas vesas b'diloy. Sometimes it is b'diloy, right? That's the Gemara of South Dalet, vesas ha'diloy. What's vesas ha'diloy? It's a arithmetic progression, I think, is the proper word. Right? She's a plug of 30, a plug of 31, a plug of 32. Obviously, now she's a pattern of a plug that goes up once each time. Whether it's only one day, like this example, 30, 31, 32, now she has to be close. A plug of 33, a plug of 34, a plug of 35, or there's more than that. 26, 28, 30, she has to be close to 32, 34, you know, 26, 29, 32, she has to be close to 35, 38, could be any number of days. Kavah vesas l'dilo kashave for an equal, not an equal afloga, but an equal increase in afloga. So we're calling you say machmir yosef, but anyway, she makes an even pattern, she is koveya a vesas. Here, this shevachol inyan leads to a machlokas achromim. If you look in the Shach, that's not so interesting. Mention in the Shach and the Katan. Where's the button?
Yes, cat. Who had been dildo afraid? I'm afraid means backwards. Goes Russia, Shane is so compact, what about a plug of 30, 29, 28, 27? So he says that's also a pattern. Whether it goes up or down, it's a pattern. That's actually my focus. That's the Chubin Gimel code, the Christian place he questions this. So it's against the Teva. What does he mean it's against the Teva? That it can't continue. Because then it goes down 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, and eventually, you know, it goes down. Becomes shorter, goes down to zero. If it gets bigger, it keeps getting bigger the rest of our life. It'd be weird, but okay. But it can't keep getting smaller. It's going to have to end. So therefore, maybe something that can't continue is not a valid test. This is that's going to be something that continues forever. So okay, there's some stopping whether going down counts as best or not. So it can't continue forever. Well, mine, so we do it possible like the shaft, but it would be considered a vestis kavua. Well, I point out that it's not such a common thing. Who are possibly like the shock?
Is that considered Nakira also? Is it the day before and not that next day?
We'll get to that. I'll say yes, but it's going to be very complicated. Bottom line, yes, if this happens to you tomorrow. But very complicated. Okay, but Kashay Shagovas Vetras Bahlogim Yom Shavu Shayim Shavu, just like you get a Vesavit Vlogger on Yom Shavim, meaning a regular Vesavit Vlogger, or Yom Shavim the Dilly Gah Vlogger, Kaf. Likewise, for days of the month, we'll leave out the week for now, you could be the Sivan, etc. We'll leave the etc. for now. And just point out a fascinating machlokas and the shas have cut in good gimel. The Rishon were very bothered by the following question. Vestos should have to do with the teva, teva of a woman. The vestos haplaga makes sense of the teva? Oh, yeah, there's a certain amount of time between her periods. And that might still stay up nowadays. Not most women, but common. Yeah. Does it make sense that perhaps her period should be monthly? Could it be actually affected by the moon? Amalpiteva? Maybe, maybe not. You know, Efshar. But what's the problem? You know, to say it goes by the moon, well, could be. You know, by the month. The month is a natural cycle. Month is part of Teva. What's the problem Rishonim has? Right, but our months are not Tivi. Our months are not natural. Our months are based on the artificial rules we use in making the calendar, which are based on decidedly unnatural factors. Like, for example, you know, Lo Adu Rosh. Right? And what's the problem? A month is 29 and a half days, plus a little bit. You know, plus almost an hour. And so it has to be either 29 or 0. So cost of the more adoptions has to be either 29 or 30. And how we decide when it's 29 or 30 is not based on nature, meaning we don't say, well, let's figure out like when actually the new moon comes and see it's going to be 29 days, then 30 days, then 29 days, then 30 days, etc. Rather, we make it based on artificial considerations, such as Lo Adu Rosh, right? I mean, how do we know when Rosh Chodesh Tammuz is? We don't say it depends on when the moon reappears in Tammuz. Rather, we say 3 months from now will be Rosh Hashanah. And we look at when the moon appears on Rosh Hashanah. Or at least we approximate when the moon will appear on Rosh Hashanah. And then if the moon will appear Rosh Hashanah on a Sunday, we push it off to Monday because we don't want Rosh Hashanah to fall out on Sunday. Because if Rosh Hashanah fall out on Sunday, we wouldn't be able to pick up to shake the Aravos, so beat the Aravos. On Hoshana Rabbah, and therefore we push it off to Monday. And since we push off Rosh Hashanah in 3 months, we have to push off the Monday so that we'll be able to keep Hoshana Rabbah
Therefore, we also push off Rosh Chodesh Tammuz one day. Like that has nothing to do with Teva. It's hard to imagine how that could affect the menstrual cycle of a woman, right? And there are three answers to this in the Rishonim. Only two of which appear in the Shach, because one of which is very radical. And that is so radical that he didn't pass it this way. But one answer is the Ramban. The Ramban, in his Kiddushim, said, it can't be. How can Yom HaKodesh be a Veses? It's not natural. It's totally artificial. Just because Chazal decided that they wanted Rosh Hashanah Rabbah doesn't make her get her period any earlier or later. So he said it must be all a misunderstanding. There's no such thing as that stuff today. Every time the Gemara, the word Chodesh appears maybe once or twice in our Girsa. That's not clear in the Girsa. In most Girsa, because numbers appear. Every time the Gemara has numbers and you thought they meant days of the month, you were mistaken. They really meant days of Haflaga. And there's no such thing as that stuff Chodesh. That's the Ramban. Now, he's not willing to be makelos, so he doesn't pass this way. But he says, if you ask me what I think there is no Ves HaChodesh because it just makes no scientific sense. It's illogical. And it was all a misunderstanding. Whenever it says 20, it means 20 Haflaga. When it says 15, it means 15 Haflaga. 15 and 20 and 16 are short Haflagas. No, he says the way they count Haflagas in those days after you went to the mitzvah. So it's really plus 7, so it's all reasonable Haflagas. That's our Ramban and his Chidushim. He doesn't, he says there's no such thing as that's a Chodesh. It was all a misunderstanding. Every number in Shas is Haflaga. That's not in the Shach, right?
Would more use numbers that are higher than 31 or 30? Meaning numbers that exceed a Chodesh?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Okay. The second answer is the Ra'ah. Right? Where would we find the Ra'ah? In the Vedic Havayis, right? Because I saw some towards my school, which, as you've noticed by now, basis on Chosnida. The Ra'ah says, of course there's such thing as Ves HaChodesh, but it doesn't go by the Jewish calendar, it goes by the moon. Meaning, everyone knows there are cycles of the moon, right? I think nowadays, right? You could look in an almanac and find exactly the cycles of the moon, or you could Google, And when is the new moon? When is the full moon? When is the this moon, etc. So it doesn't go by the Jewish calendar. I know it says Teshuvah Pesachim. It doesn't mean Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan. It means, not Teshuvah Nisan, but the 15th day of the cycle of the month during Nisan, whenever it really is, right? 15th day would be full moon. The full moon of Nisan, which might be Yudal Nisan, might be Tezayin Nisan, depending on all the weird things about the calendar. But you go by the moon and not by the calendar.
That makes more sense.
Because scientifically, it could be that the moon affects someone's hormonal cycles. Why? Because whether there's light outside or not, etc. Okay, he thinks it's at least part of the Teva. Now, if you'll say maybe if their science made more sense than in our science, but it's at least part of the Teva. However, we don't pass like either of them. All the later Rishonim followed the Rashba. What did the Rashba say? The Rashba said a big Kiddush, right? The Shach quotes it here. The Rashba says, really, we follow the Jewish calendar. It doesn't make any scientific sense. Why would her menstrual cycle follow the Jewish calendar, which is just arbitrarily made by Bez Din for all kinds of technical reasons? Bez, the answer is, because he quotes a Medrash, Wakel Gomer alive, that means Hashem does things based on me, meaning that Hashem changed the Teva based on Bez Din making the calendar. And therefore, the Teva follows Bez Din, and not the Teva. And therefore, yes, the Jewish calendar will affect your menstrual cycle because the Teva follows Bez Din. That is a big chiddush. He quotes a foolish medrash here. Lakel Gomer Alai, their example was not El Chasnida, and everyone was quoted it. Their example is the idea that under three, the Basulim go back. Older than 3 years old, the Basulim don't go back. And the answer is, if a girl was named Ellis, and then she's 3 and her Basulim are not going to grow back, but then Bez Din makes a leap month and adds another Adar, and now she's only 2, then they grow back. Because the Teva follows the calendar of Chazal, and we pass on like the Rashba, which is why we just use the Jewish calendar. Okay. Philosophically, do we take this Rashba literally? and say that really the teva will follow business, so much power of the lumps of the yom, that the teva will follow them? Or is this more of a legal principle that, you know, when we are, when we categorize, when we measure teva, we measure it based on the measuring system Chazal gave us? Okay, that's an interesting philosophical question. We don't have to answer philosophical questions now, but luckily, we don't say like Ramban, there is Yom HaChodesh, we don't say like, oh, we don't care about the moon. We say like the Rashba, we care about the Jewish calendar. I'll just admit that if you do take the Rashba literally, nowadays he has not had a ton of success because no one nowadays actually has a Vesta Kavua that follows the Jewish calendar. You know, I've never met a woman with a college Jewish calendar. It could be that once, coincidentally, for exactly 3 months it happened, and luckily we took it seriously, but it was really just a fluke. But I've never met a woman who says, no, I'm like, oh, I'm generally good dollar the Chodesh neck. That's my fias. Well, I've met lots of women who says I'm always 34 days. Okay. What? It could be, yes. It could certainly be. Any case, that's what we follow the Rashba Lehavach. Let's continue then. The other chiddush here is the idea of Yom HaShavua. Right? What's the thing of days of the week? So, if you call them Daf Yon Aleph in the sugya of what's called Vetzer Pizza, the Gemara does mention, you know, it really sounds like that. The Gemara says, in the sugya of Chag B'Shabbos, talks about days of the days of the week, interestingly. What does the it's not so posh. You know, but certainly more sounds like days of the week, right? So after all, well, yeah, maybe they're not convinced, maybe it's a machlokes to be shown whether there's such a thing as days of the week or not, but it in the argument from sometimes. But the rhetorical Chaver quotes is the best of days of the week. Now, here's what gets a little tricky. What do you mean days of the week? So what it sounds like in days of the week is every week she gets her period, right? But that just doesn't make sense. Like, no one gets her period every week. That really seems impossible to us. That can't be really shofar of men, even though it sounds like, right? So rather, says the Shas, Katan Gedalet, he says, no, Pashat Shat. Doesn't mean every week she gets a period. That's crazy. What it means every fourth Sunday, or every fifth Sunday, or every fourth Monday, etc. That's a Vesachos. It doesn't say that, but obviously Veses HaShavua means that it's every fourth Sunday or every fifth Sunday or something like that, because otherwise it would be impossible. The now, what would the Akronim point out? That's because the Kuvah deals with in Dalid. That every Veses HaShavua is really Veses HaFlaga. Every Veses HaChod is not a Veses HaFlaga, because some months are 29, some months are 30. But every Veses, we say what we said, right? And in fact, even if they didn't want to change that, they wouldn't be allowed to, right? The Kaddish Yisrael Hazmanin, but the Kaddish Shabbos, no one gets to decide, since, you know, a week and a half ago was leaning, no one gets to decide how many days are in the week anymore, so it's always the same as Veses HaFlaga. Of course, there would be subtle differences. What the subtle difference is going to be, again, is based on the week of Paskin. Let's say she sees every fifth Sunday. You could call that a Vesa Shavur for every fifth Sunday, or you could call that a Vesa Saflaga for day 36. Why do I say day 36? Because the Mineg in Vesa Saflagas is to use a day, not X days later. So every fifth Sunday is 35 days later, which is day 36. Think about it. Sunday's day 1, Sunday's day 8, Sunday's day 15, Sunday's day 22, Sunday's day 29, Sunday's day 36. 35 days later, but it's day 36. Fine. So does she have a flood of 36? Or does she have a Vesa Shavua of every fifth Sunday? There's a big Nafkamina. The big Nafkamina, okay, maybe there's one thing that wouldn't say it's Nafkamina, but when it means Kinabacha, is how many times does she need? I mean, there's more than one correct answer to the big Nafkamina. Is how many times does she need to be Kobeit? Let's say she's taught today, and then on Sunday, 5 weeks later Sunday, 5 weeks later Sunday. That's three Sundays in a row.
If you look at it, that's daily. If you look at it, not blood, she bought today, day 36, day 36. She only had 12 blood. The other thing to me is, what if she messes up once? What if once she sees on a Monday? So if you remove the tafwada, she has to be hosted for the 36th day from that Monday, which is Monday. You view it as a vessel of Shavua, you get to be hosted for 5 weeks on Sunday. There are many differences. And what's strange here is that if you tell me, why is there a category of Yom HaChodesh? Oh, because you need a category of Yom HaChodesh, so she always says Tetzvah, which has nothing to do with tafwada, obviously, he's saying. So therefore, there's a category of Yom HaChodesh. What do you mean a category of Yom HaShavua? Just put it on, just use the rules of Haflada. Why do you need, like, to the exact same case, two different categories with all subtle differences in rules? It's very strange. We have to okay, that's the finish. But here it says the Kamos Daras, he really, you see he has an agenda here. In the Kamos Dalid, he has an agenda. What does he say? First of all, he says there's many not forbidden. But the Kamos Daras has an agenda, and he says, no. Bethes HaShavua is not a standard Bethes. Anything that could be a Bethes HaFlaga or could be a Bethes HaShavua, we interpret as a Bethes HaFlaga and not a Bethes HaShavua. Only when there's no other option do we interpret as a Bethes HaShavua. So that's the Chiddush of Chavos Das. When something could be interpreted more than one way, we call it a Bethes HaFlaga. You know, Shmuel, can you get the word, please?
Right, let's take it in. The first three videos will be where you know.
Exactly. Or, you know, I mean, you're clever enough to come up with a gazillion good scenario, but let's just one of the cops out saying, we don't like this cop's best. Basically, what we try to do is, you know, sort of minimize calling something a best of Shavua because that Kiddush kind of best of Shavua and it doesn't seem to be a normal thing. And therefore, it's one place in Shas that sound like, if you think enough, it sounds like the Bessar Shavua. The Rasp was said when I was asking it, but they're going to try to minimize it. Therefore, just one example. How about you have Sunday and 5 weeks? That's fine. Sunday, 5 weeks. Sunday, at this point, we say she has a Bessar Takavua Liyom Aleph Bashavua every 5 weeks. But if she then continues, and here it's going to be super ironic, 5 weeks from then she sees another Sunday, which you would have said, I think we're for sure right about this. Says the Chavos Das, no, this is why no, that we were wrong. Because now you can view it as three haflagos. Says the Chavos Das, that's his finish. He says, now she has a beses hakavua lehaflagas. Lamed Vav, 36, which means 35 days later, and no, Veses HaKavua, Liyom Aleph Bashavua. Why? Because now there are two ways you can interpret it. We have to interpret it as the more common way, not the less common for standard way. That's the Chiddush of the, that's the Chiddush of Chavos Das. Without the Chiddush of Chavos Das, I'm not sure what we would have said. Maybe we would have said she now has double vessels, and it's both, you know, or rechoshish for both, the more reciprocal which it is. Anyway, that's what Chavos Das says. He says right here that if it happens four times, then she only has to worry about the flaga and not the Yemei HaShavua.
We use this as a kula, meaning the idea of that's a young, but let's say she saw after 3 weeks on a Sunday, then 3 weeks later on a Sunday, then 5 weeks later on a Sunday, and then 4 weeks later on.
You mean to make a Truma Sadeshen that she won't see on any day but Sunday? I don't think so.
No.
That's...
I mean, it would be the same if I called that with the show.
It would, and should I tell you how the Halamaisa on all those shows things, we don't rely on any of them because we just don't know which of them is right. It's not going to happen anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But I don't think we'd be, you know, I definitely don't think we'd be making based on that.
There are clearly more who would, like, few years.
I don't know. It's a good question. I wouldn't want to, but I don't know. Not sure. It's up to you. I would still think it's coincidence, but what do I know? I don't. It's a good question.
Maybe you're right. All right.
Sorry, Ian. Anyway, if you look at some of the Achronim, some of the Achronim go very far, and they say something which to me just seems totally crazy. Okay, but they know more than I do, right? Some Achronim say, the Badei Shochanim brings out a machlokes of Katan Mem Zayin, you can have a Veses of Shavua B'dilud, meaning Sunday, and then 4 weeks from then Monday, and then 4 weeks from then Tuesday, and then 4 weeks from then Wednesday, and then 4 weeks from then Thursday. If you're smiling out, because, hold on a second, then every Haflaga becomes a Veses of Shavua. Because every Haflaga is just a certain number of weeks plus a certain number of days later. Right? Think about it. You have a flag of 32, 32nd day, that just means 4 weeks and 3 days later. So you have a Veses of Shavua B'dilud of 4 weeks and 3 days. But that means what? Correct. That depends on the host of Rav and Shmuel. And the mice of the Baal Shalom says we don't go that far. We don't go that far. After all, some Zion took that dealing in Chodesh and leaves out Shavua. We don't worry about Shavua. Maximum, we only worry about Shavua, straight Shavua. And even then, the Chabos Da'a says we're prejudiced against it. And if we have another option, we don't view it as a necessary Shavua. So the mainstream Achronim really try to minimize the Kiddush of Veses of Shavua. Again, I don't mean they have a practical agenda. It's not harder or easier for people. They just, unfortunately, think that it's not really, should not be treated as a common option. Sef Zayin, Kates go bas me Achodesh B'dilun. Don't you Ross?
Very interesting.
Ah, what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is, here. And there are many Nafkaminas, but one Nafkamina will be good enough. That over here, if then she moves to, she sees on Monday, it was Vesriosa Shavua, then her Veses is on Sunday, 5 weeks later. Because it's the Veses 5 weeks later on Sunday. But in this case, if then she sees on Monday, then her Veses is on Monday, 5 weeks later, which is the 36th day after her Iyah. That's the main Afkamina. Right? The main Afkamina is if she changes the Monday one, if her Veses is Sunday, she still holds it for Sunday until she offers it 3 times. If her best is for the 36th day, she's the host of the 36th day from then until she uploads it 3 times. I don't know what we would say. We would say that she has. Yeah, I think she would have to treat it as both. I have Sunday and Monday.
Yeah.
But not the house. The other Nafkamina is, what if she just doesn't see it all on them? So if she had a fastest for every 5 weeks on Sunday, then we'd say, well, she doesn't see it all in 1 month. It's only 10 weeks on Sunday since the last time she has to be chosen. But if that's a plug of 36, and she doesn't see it all, she never has to be chosen because there's nothing to count. Okay, that's, I mean, I basically just repeated to you what the other stuff says at the end. It's Sika O'Richaka Rilosat. Sika O'Richaka. Okay, step Zion. Kate Gabas me a chodish bedilo and Jerusalem and Lohanis and Design the ear the Zion Basiva, Lokama Veses, Chatira, the Yod Ches de Tamos. Which Amora is this? Chain we were shown in the Tarefis, came chain of Flood of Shovels. I have Flood was here, he means people good. Meaning, Tesvav take Tesain, Yud Zion is not good enough. Why? You have 3 days of the month. Yeah, but you don't have 3 skips. You only have 2 skips. Tesvav to Tesain, Tesain to Yud Zion. So you need Yud Ches. Which Amora is this? If that was Shmuel, guess who the Yeshomer is? Rav. If you want to cheat, the Ross says Shmuel and Rav. Okay, this is a famous machlokes between Rav and Shmuel about Veses HaDilud. What is the fixed focus? According to Rav, Beses Hadilod, according to Rav, Tesvav, Teszayin, Yudzayin is a Beses. And they Beses Hadilod. Why? Because you have three You have three Me'at Chodesh, and they're a Dilud. Tesvav, Teszayin, Yudzayin are three. And those three have an attribute of Dilud, but you have three with an attribute of Dilud. According to Shmuel, no. You need Tesvav, Teszayin, Yudzayin, and Yudches. Why? Because you need three Dilud.
You know what
Yudzayin
is going to
be? Maybe. Let's ask. If you ask most of the people you've seen, yes. But you see that the conceptual machlokes here. If the Beses of Yemei HaKodesh is Dilo just like an attribute, but if the Beses is Yemei HaKodesh, you need three Yemei HaKodesh, and Dilo is the type of, well, no, it's the Beses of Dilo. Never need three Dilos. You know, if you want to say, Rav thinks the Beses of Yemei HaKodesh is Dilo, while Shmuel says, the Beses of Dilo Yemei HaKodesh. You need three Dilos. So Shmuel says three Dilos, Rav says three days of the month, with the property of Dilud. And how do we paskin? Okay. If you didn't know the Gemara, how would you paskin? Because? Halacha the Rabbi Yisuri, that's the Rach and the Ravid. However, if you did know the Gemara, the Gemara says there's a Braisa at the Dori of Lech Shmuel. If you look in the Gemara, give me a second.
And then they ask a question.
No, it's like this. The last line of the sugya, they ask a question for a Bryce, and then they answer. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Say, Dikanami. Here, Shmuel has a Dikanami. What does Dikanami mean? The person is a Braisa that's against Rav. And Rav answers. So what does that mean? The Braisa could be against Rav, could be like Rav. So he has an answer. Then there's a Braisa against Shmuel, and Shmuel answers. So far, it would be neutral. And it says, Dikanami. Meaning the Braisa is also Meduyak like Shmuel. It's not just that he could answer it. It's Meduyak like him. If it's Meduyak like him, then that's support Shmuel. Acting as though you like him or doesn't do the answer, but since they have a D, the Lashon Dikanami, that's where they get that when the Lashon Dikanami seems to be a support. Okay, who passes like Shmuel? The Rambam and the Ramban, and maybe the Rush. Very sorry, the two are often quote the other one Paskins. And then the Basil said, I'm not sure how he knew the Rush Paskin that way. I sometimes wonder if, you know, maybe he just checked with him. You know, was his father. Even though, you know, I don't know, it's like, you know, it's very, very often. The cleaning maskana is only of your rush style. It's family, oh, that's his maskana, he was in his box, and then it was says, where in his box? They try to find you. It's very common, the turquoise things in the rush that we don't have. Even sometimes, you know, in the Gemara in the back, after the rush, there's Kitzur Pesker rush, that's written by the Torah. Sometimes the kids are pissed at Rush passing something in the Rush you didn't see him passing. So I don't know if it's just the Torah had his Shekla And then you can take it or leave it, or maybe he just said, you know, Ava, or Tati, you know, what? The, no, he, that was after they moved us. I don't know if it'd be still happening to Spain still, by the spoken, I don't know if they spoke Yiddish, I don't care. He said, Ava, you know, what did you mean here? What did you mean there? So I wonder, like, this is one of the many cases that are like, I don't know, how does he know the Rosh held that? And maybe the answer is about that. You know, okay. In any case, he didn't talk to his father. He wasn't like, you know, captured by bandits and brought up on a desert island. Okay, so it's all right. Anyway, so we'll grant him the Rambam, and the Rosh, right? Even though, again, Bezalel says, I didn't really totally find that, made the deal, because, but, Rambam holds, and he says, but, it sounds like that's, or maybe the front church, that's his father. I don't know. In any case, what does the Rosh include? The Rosh includes that we should be machmir both ways. The Rashba includes that we should be machmir both ways. Basically, this Shulchan Aruch was the Rashba. He said, really, we should go with Shmuel, but we should be machmir both ways, which is basically the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. He starts out like Shmuel, then he says Rav, and then he says, we should be machmir like Rav. Meaning, if you have to pick the Ikar Din, we'd say like Shmuel, but we're machmir also for Rav. We're not making for Rav. We take the Chumras in both ways. Okay, the acronym here, there was a kid who had a lot of cases. They say, what exactly is the Chumra both ways in every case? I'm just say you work out logically what the Chumra both ways. Basically, anytime you have a case, anytime you take two in a row, you don't have to worry. Four in a row, you don't have to worry. Any case you have three in a row, you have the chesh, but what would happen according to Rav? What would happen according to Shmuel? And like for the next 3 months, every month would be different according to Rav and according to Shmuel for the next many months. And always be master both ways. That's how we pass him like the Rashba. That we're machmir, and that is the halacha le'maisa. That we're machmir both ways, and then just work it out yourself. Now, there's a few issues that come up here. First of all, three important issues that come up. First of all, the pesach teshuva here, very very important. Let's say you had l'mehadrin, a vesta tadilu, tes vav, tes ayin, yud zayin, yud tes. What are you choshes for next? Yud tes, Nisan, Yer, Stephen, Thomas, yud tes, ah. What if he doesn't get a period of yud tes, ah? What's your choshes for next? Let's say he gets a chaf beit, ah. What's your choshes for next? Chaf el. Correct. Meaning, it doesn't matter what happens. It's not a hafluga. Hafluga counts for the last one. This is not a flooded, it's a deal of the chodesh. Deal of the chodesh doesn't count for the last one. So, for example, if she taught Pes Vav Nisan, Pes Zayin Iyar, Yod Zayin Sivan, Yod Ches Tamos, now she's from 100, right? You don't get to go on anything. We go Ryan, or we shown it. And Yod Ches Av, for example, then what's she chodesh for? She's chodesh. Or Chefes,
Chef
Elul.
Also,
you have
Elul.
Yeah, I'm talking about Elul's the Dila. She quotes her as Kavor for Chaf Elul. Doesn't matter if she missed 19. That's the difference between Chodesh, even the Dila and a Flug and a Flugga. I keep saying this, I'm just saying it when you talk it. You always count from the last time you saw. And here, there's nothing from the last time you saw. She's now Yod Tes Chaf Aleph, and if she doesn't see Chaf Elul, she sees Chaf on the day of Elul. She committed her Chaf Aleph Tishrei, and if she doesn't see Chaf Aleph Tishrei, then it's uprooted. That's the part. Or, for example, if she then sees Chaf Beis Elul, what she goes for next, that's her best kavua. She goes for nonetheless Chaf Aleph. Tishrei. And if you don't see Chaf Aleph Tishrei, it's uprooted.
What happens when I get to the end of the one?
Then it cycles around.
Hamalei
Chasmei are the worst for rest of the Chodesh. The real answer is that I doubt it's ever going to happen to us. I'm not sure. The answer is I'm not sure. But look, if
it was a chaser. She had a chaf tes. And the next one was a chaser, she would go to Allah. What if she had a chaf tes and the next one was Malay? Maybe she go to Lamas.
Okay.
That's number one. If she has chaf tes and then the next month is chaser, then she'd go to Aleph. And if the next month is Malay, she'd go to Lamas. That makes sense, no? Okay. Yeah.
Let's say in that example, she sees on Yud Chet Elul,
then, I think in that case, it's complicated. There are rare cases where you can kovas something else and not be over the first one. Those are very rare circumstances that we'll get to. Called Kovas Metas Pesach Metas, but this did not seem to be one of her cases. I think if she saw Yod Chet Elo, since she made a new one, she'd uproot the old one. Even though she didn't miss it three times, because she made a new one. She made a new one, she would uproot the old one. Okay, now, that's just what I told you now, this is the Chubra Kapay, not a Kapay. What is controversial? What's controversial is Rav's answer and Shmuel's answer of Lemuda Shaini. Lemuda means she's working off a Vestas Kabbalah. Rav and Shmuel both have compromises. What are the compromises of Rav and Shmuel? Right? What's the compromise? The moda mimitzas of Rav and Shmuel. They both have to do with Lemuda. Rav used it to answer the price, and then Shmuel goes back and uses it to explain why you need the book for his price. What's Rav's finish? I'm missing the months. Let's look at the month of the room, right? If you have Yud Dalet, I'm going to assume that you don't even need so many. That's Vav and Tes Nayin. That's not the best. Even though Rav says three is enough, that's only if one of them is not already caught by something else. Over here, the Yud Dalet is caught by the previous Vesses, and therefore it doesn't count. Here, Rav's like, Mota Mixas, little to small. You know what? Let me make this easier. Tes Vav, Tes Zayin, Yud Zayin. You would think Tes Vav, Tes Zayin, Yud Zayin are a Vestas for Rav. That's what he does. Nope, not a Vestas. Because you can't use the first one if it was caught by a previous Vestas. That's not a general rule of Vestas. It's only for D-Log. Since D-Log is less common compared to normal, there is a Vesta D-Log, but we can't use this. So therefore, Rav would say that it's not Kabbalah. That's Rob's compromise.
Is that true if there's a mass in there? You need to test up your dial, test up, well, not your dial. Test up, test up, your demo, test up, test up, your
dial. Great question. I think so, because as long as Tesla wasn't uprooted, we view it as part of the old Tesla, and your demo was uprooted. What's Shmuel's compromise? Shmuel's compromise is lehefech. Even though he normally needs four, the muda shiny, meaning if she had a previous best kavua, it's different. So Rav says she has a previous best kavua, now three is not enough. And Shmuel says she has a previous best kavua, three is enough. But here's the machlokas on the page between the Drisha and everyone else, right? As to what Shmuel meant. Said the Drisha, you know, by the way, that. It, like the Gurma Tumor in the Crazy Place, the better, the two parts of the Siva, Shemar Bahamas Das is better, the Drisha preach is also two parts of the same papers, one short, one the long. The later Akron are not mocked on Drisha or Prisha. They just call either one, and it's figured like you'll look it up and you'll find which one it is. So if they say Prisha, it could be Drisha. If they say Drisha, it could be Prisha. That's just a good idea. In the new fancy one, it actually says that, for instance, it'll say like Trisha and Princey say Prisha, you know, Oskimo or something. And the old ones, you just have to know. I'm like, don't keep looking at Trisha and not find it. But looking at Trisha also on my side. They just weren't my thing. The Trisha says, she will make a big finish. If you have your days, test Vav, test Zion, your Zion, then it is Kapala. Why? Because this counts as three dilugim. Pet Vav jumped out of the old vests. So that counts as a dilugim. Yeah, it's not weeping as a dilugim, right? I mean,
the word junk, if you want to be creative, you could sort of call anything a junk. Which is exactly what all the other Hebrew priests that Jews are doing. They say, yeah, you're just making up how to use words.
But that's the finish of the drisha. According to the drisha, this is kind of a big finish. That this counts as a tibud, right? Basically, Rav's finish is that this doesn't count. Rav's finish is that this does count. Oh, it's not what we think of as bilud. It's not moving up one. No, any move from a tibud counts as a hush of a tibud. It counts. The Maisa, all the acronyms say, we don't understand what you're talking about. It just makes no sense. It's total nonsense. They shot at the top of the page and the bot and all the later acronym. No one agrees. Oh, no. Substantially, no one agrees with the Risha. What do the other acronyms say? The Bach, the Shach, the Taz, and etc. They all say no. What did Shmuel meant? He really meant nothing so exciting at all. Test bug. Test Vav, Test Vav, Test Zion, Yud Zion, Yud Chest. It's Kavua. Not much of a Chiddush. You have a Test Vav, Test Zion, Yud Zion, Yud Chest. The thing is a kind of the case. No, the Chiddush is not to think a weird Hapamina. That this does count. Why? You might have thought you can't count that, because that was like breaking the old Vesses. It wasn't really part of our jumping. Come on, when you can count this. Okay. In which case, for the Drisha, it's basically here, like, Rav is a Kiddush, his compromise. So the Drisha is the big Kiddush. Not much of a Kiddush, right? It's just saying, don't think you can't count the first note if it's coming off some previous pattern. You can't count the first note, which is fine. It doesn't have to be a very big Kiddush. It's worth saying in a bright six, you might have had a half of it. Okay, halacha l'maisa, no one passes like the Paskin. Obviously, there's only one option for Rav, but you have to pass like it. No one passes like the Drisha, and everyone passes like the other. You can't shot on top of the side here, for example, that the later will agree with them. That for Shmuel, the whole Indian of a previous beta is basically irrelevant. The only thing is, don't think that it makes a difference in the previous beta. Tesla, Tesla, Zion, Yuchas works. It's not enough. For Rav, how previous method is relevant, so it makes him require an extra step. That's not possible. And what else did I want to mention? Okay, one last thing I have to mention in this sif, which is the kasha of all the sira that bothers all of the achronim. Okay, Shmuel, I'm sorry, I need your help again. Rav's not here. Let's, oh, by the way, I'm going to ask for a volunteer. If someone wants to remind me that I should bring new markers back, they're getting a little faded, I would really appreciate it. Because, okay, I'm very, very bad at remembering, like, normal, stupid, everyday tasks. I could really use help with that. Let's go back to where we were. By the way, these things, these Rav and Shmuel things, do happen sometimes. I must admit, I've never met a woman who kept up a D-Lug for a long time. And you sort of wonder if maybe going most of just a coincidence. But nonetheless, halachically, you know, if it's a pattern, we treat it as a pattern. These could happen sometimes. And then you would have to judgment on all these complicated things if you don't want to Rav and Shmuel. This is Vesna's D-Lug. Limos HaChodesh. How about Vesses HaFoda? Right? What would you need for Rav? What would you need for Shmuel? So let's talk it out. According to Rav, what should you need? You should need four Rios. right? Re'ia, in between the re'ios, 31, 32, 33, right? 4, no, I think that that, not just wrong, I just want to use the same example as the Shulchan Aruch. 30, 31, 32. Why? Because you have 3 haplagos, which makes 4 re'ios. Small, what should you need? 30, 31, 32, 33. Why? Because you have 3. You will get, what are the 3 people get? 30 to 31, 31 to 32, and 32 to 33. 3 dilugim end up being 4 haplagos, which end up being 5 re'ios. But okay, that's the height of finding 3. That's what you would think. What's the problem? And that's what most of us think. The problem is, what are the Shulchan Aruch saying in Siv Zayin? We're not here both ways. What is the Shulchan Aruch saying in Siv Hei? Read Siv Hei again. Pa'amim shatiyah flagi shikavah shlewa vesas bedilog don't you rush a hagel and rush a stains for shloshim then shloshim the lamed aleph these lamed beis 4 re'ios 3 haflagos kama vesas legit shal haflagos. Oh, that's right. Isn't that rough? We don't pass like rough. We're mashma like rough. Right? But how can we only say rough? Didn't say, well, according to Rav, it's or Yay Shomer Mekova Vesis, but Yay Shomer Natel, she next time has a flood of 33. Why doesn't he say Yay Shomer and Yay Shomer? So, what does the Shah say? By the way, you'll notice, I'm not going to flip to it now. There's a Ramal later on that's going to have the same problem, and the Shah is going to say the same thing. What does the Shach sayings of Kotan Ches. That's only according to the second day of Rav, but of course according to the first day, that's different. And in the end he says, no, the Mechaber is only saying Rav, but of course really it's a suffix, and we should be Machmir, and we should be Machmir both ways. Okay, the Taz the Taz says that as well, even though it's not here. What? There it is. Sorry, it is. Okay, my mistake. Thank you. The Taz same thing. Zerki Yeshomer should have subsided. Same exact lashon as the Shachal. There is Shomer Shomer Nikan Od Rasa Shlosh Mishlosh Shach. Okay, so that's the Psach. The Psach is we're Machmir both ways. But what's the Psach in this case? What's the Psach? What's the Psach? Part of the Shulchan Aruch is that 30, 31, 32 is good enough. But it doesn't make any sense. And therefore, says the Shach and the Taz, the Grus is the exact same thing, says the Grus in Sukkot Zion, he says, the Kano will leave the Ravuk Svarach, Ronish was the Zion, the Chen Kos of the Shach. That's not shot in the Machaber. So what do you say? You say, you know what? Yeah, sometimes you have to be nidchak to explain the Machaber. Like, why did the Machaber only bring on Rav and then figure, because that's not even his main day, and then figure you later on go and make a correction and say it's Machokas for etc. So let's say this a little better. And then let's see. We have to end.
The amount of time for valid is the source for why we're going to pass them a 2 instead of route, even though generally valid route means 2 ready. So if I don't have this parallel tomorrow for this different case, that would lend itself to passing like 2 of them.
No, the same as focus. Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Same as focus. Basically, you can't say, shot in the Machavers, that he passes like, with all due respect. You can't say Shad is that he's super when it comes to the days of the month, but if not blood goes, he passes his one drop. Can't be, doesn't make sense. Rather, what did the Baragul say? In Sukkot and Vav. No, in. Yeah. And he goes even further. Than I would like him to. Says he, what is he saying? Says, hey, me point to the Rabbi Shmuel, some that's on valid, uke Shmuel. That the Chaver here is like Shmuel. Very, very strange. Now, again, he might be going further than I'm going, right? But maybe if you want to say the Pshat of the Machaber, right? And I'll put in parentheses the Bir HaGolah. Is that no? This is plaga. That even Shmuel says four regios are good enough. Even Shmuel says four regios are good enough when it comes to plaga. That's what Virgil is claiming. What is Rav hold here? It's a little funny, the lush of the Baragola, but it has to be. Maybe there's no much locus rabbin spoil about Diluc. That would be documentary. In the Gemara, they didn't discuss Diluc. About a flugger. Maybe there's no much locus about a flugger. Maybe by a flugger, they both agree. Here you have three hot fluggles. And Spoil also says, three. Haflagos bedilug is good enough. He doesn't require three dilugin. Why? I think the answer is a Kiddush, but maybe a little intuitive. You days of the month or days of the month. A dilug is something different from a day of the month. Haflagos mainly haflagos means like a certain number of days later. Haflagos and dilug are all the same thing. A dilug is just, you know, a dilug is really just a second order haflag. Right, haflag and dilug are very similar. Haflag means x days later. Dilug means x days later than it was later last month. That's all integrated into one thing. You don't need three dilugs and then four haflagas. Three haflagas and dilugs good enough. Three mechodesh and dilugs not good enough. You need three dilugim. But three haflagas and dilugs is good enough because haflag and dilug are really almost the same thing anyway. That's shot of the machaber and the baragola. And then again, Yolanda says, Hasan Shmuel. He should have said he's like Kuleyama. But he has to mean this. He can't mean that Robin. Let's make that possible. So it could be Shad and Machaber. We'll see later on. Shad and Machaber this way also. That really they think Rav and Shmuel only argue about days of the month. They don't argue about Haflag at all. That would be a Kiddush. Halacha L'maisa, none of the later are going to follow this. They all say, we don't follow Shad and Machaber. We follow the Shad and the like Roz, Shad and Machaber, not Pasha Shad and Machaber. Say, the Machaber, for some unknown reason, it's the Pei only brought down Rav, and then it's a Zion brought down Rav and Shmuel, and Patsy and meaning like Shmuel, but Machaber both ways, and was figured we would work it out on our own. Very dumb, I have to admit. Maybe that's what Machaber had in mind. Why did Machaber write it? Well, say, if he isn't going to think Shad and the Machaber, I'm going to make money. Shad and the Machaber is not like the Shad and the Rav. If you want to ask me how we paskin, we pass like the Shach and the Taz anyway. Whether or not it's Shach and the Machaber, that's how we paskin, right? We keep in mind, even if they're wrong with Shach and the Machaber, we still paskin like that. So, halacha l'maisa, we don't paskin like Shach and the Machaber, even though I really think Shach and the Machaber is not like the Shach, it's like the Pashup Shach. But nonetheless, we don't paskin that way. Because, like, what's the difference? What's the difference if the Shach and the Taz and the Gorg are giving a dochak to Shach and saying that's what the Machaber meant to dochak, or saying, this isn't what the Machaber meant, but this is true. L'maisa, we paskin that the Machlok is Rav Shmuel replies. Also, and therefore, the halacha would be, we machmer both ways enough to say that it's Pashuk, so there's no Machlokas in the first place.
Okay, so much for Se'ev Zayin. Lamaisa, I think our time is up for today. Next time, we will try to go quickly through Sif Ches Tes Yud Beis, and then Yud Gimel is going to be very, very involved. We can tackle Yud Gimel, we can do it. But, you know, we'll have to spend some time tackling Yud Gimel, and really, by the time we get through Sif Yud Gimel, we will have covered most of the halachah. By the time I get through Yud Gimel, we'll have covered, I would say, the halachah l'maisa for most women. And then there'll be a few other halachah l'maisas for a lot of women. Not most, but a significant amount of women in the next few se'ifin as well. Okay, to be continued. What day of the week is it? Tuesday? So to be continued, next Hashem on Sunday.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Sure, you'll get the last one, right?